This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Austin police have started enforcing new rules that ban camping, sitting, and lying down in public. People experiencing homelessness can no longer camp on sidewalks or camp or rest within 15 feet of an open business or a home. Those rules also ban camping outside of city-owned shelters, like the Austin Resource Center for the Homeless. KUT's Andrew Weber went to the Arch to talk to some of the people facing a move.
Every Walls is a company man. The 73-year-old veteran served in the Army in Vietnam. He follows rules. He shares a camp across the street from the Arch with a friend. He's not on a sidewalk. He's not in front of a business. But he is within the prohibited area under the city's new rules. Rules that, so far, nobody told him.
So what are you going to do at the end of the day if they make you leave?
I'm not going nowhere. Point blank, I'm not going nowhere.
So you're going to get a ticket?
I'm getting whatever they give me. And they're going to take that back. Because the federal judge didn't say I had to move. He said, when the ruling was there, they said we could camp anywhere. As long as you don't camp in front of nobody's store, their business, stuff like that, I can understand that.
The case he's talking about was a lawsuit against Boise's camping ban that argued it was unconstitutional to ban camping unless the city could find more shelter beds. That case could go before the Supreme Court. Austin's in a similar situation. It only has about a third of the beds it needs at shelters. In fact, the Boise case was part of the reasoning the city moved to change the rules in June. Those rules led to confusion among police and Austinites, and opponents argued they made homelessness worse. So, City Council changed those rules to reinstate some bans on camping and resting. Mayor Steve Adler says they will help clear things up for police and for the city at large.
What we did last week was not a step backwards from what we had done in June. It clarifies what we had done in June and recognizes that we want to help the people who are most challenged among us. And at the same time, we recognize we have shared public spaces.
Back in front of the Arch, as Walls and I are talking, a couple people from the city and some police officers come up to inform him that he's in violation of the new rules.
Say, hey, where y'all going? Y'all just going to bypass us?
I'm going to wait till you finish.
Oh, okay. All right.
The city employees hand him a yellow flyer that outlines the new rules. They ask we not record. We go over the flyer after they move on to the neighboring camp. Earlier in the week, he got another flyer that said he couldn't camp using upholstered furniture, like a mattress, which he doesn't, and that he couldn't block a sidewalk, which technically he's not because there is no sidewalk. And he says he's more than 15 feet away from a shelter, so he's not breaking the rules. But those aren't the rules.
I'm way over 15 feet from that shelter.
No, it's like a, I think it's specific. See,
within 15 feet.
Yeah, but this is a specific area where it's banned around the Arch.
Oh, I see what they're talking about. From 11th Street, Brazos, IH-35, 4th Street. From 4th to 11th, and from Brazos to IH-35, no camping. I can understand that. I'm trying to go along with that.
So you're going to move?
My well.
Where are you going to go?
Got to go somewhere. Got to go somewhere. I mean, I ain't trying to buck the system, you know?
The Austin City Council will discuss using city-owned land to open up more temporary housing for the homeless this week. Also this week is the deadline from Governor Greg Abbott for state intervention on Austin homelessness. Abbott said, among other things, he's directed TxDOT to clear out camps under state roads. Those threats have been delivered by letter and by tweet, but Adler says he hasn't heard anything concrete from the state yet.
My hope is that the governor's just not going to come into town and scatter people, because that's going to make it harder for us to house people, harder for us to maintain public health and the like. It's a complicated issue, and Austin and cities across the state would welcome increased state focus and assistance on this challenge.
As of Monday, the city department responsible for cleaning up underpasses hadn't received any direction from the state, and TxDOT itself couldn't provide details. And there weren't concrete details outside the Arch. When Walls asked where he could camp legally, he was told to go to the city-owned Emma Long Park, which is illegal under the new rules, or McKinney Falls State Park. A spokesperson with the city of Austin said that was a mistake and that it wasn't an official city direction. Either way, Walls can't say for sure what's next.
I don't know, I might move further out the freeway out that way, up under something, but yeah. You got to have some kind of shelter, you know. You ain't gonna have no tent put up, so you got to have something up over your head when the rain comes. When it get rain and cold, you got to have somewhere to go. And see, last year, when it rained and cold, and they was herding us from this place to that place to that place, you know? People get tired, man.
Andrew Weber, KUT News.